Who cares? This is the Carson Court Show, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneRadio, the podcast app, Anchor, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast. Welcome to the show today. We are live in Virginia Beach. It's the Carson Court Show, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. Welcome to the show today. He took Thursday off. I did the show Thursday. I took Friday off. I watched the draft Thursday, Friday, a little bit of Saturday. It's a beautiful day in Virginia Beach. So I want to start with this. All right, so people are all upset after Thursday night the Falcons drafted Michael Penix Jr. Oh, my goodness. I wasn't. Folks, I said this a few weeks, months ago on the show. The Patriots and Chiefs, very good dynasties in football. Well, we like their ownership very well, the Hunt family. We like Robert Kraft's ownership, cares about the team. Yeah, multiple Super Bowls this decade. They get it. And they both did one thing in common. They both had a quarterback, Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. They let them sit under a veteran quarterback. Look at New England. Kansas City did it. What was the result? Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's, and now the Steelers are doing it. Another very well ownership team brought in Russell Wilson, letting Justin Fields sit under Russell Wilson for a year or two to let him learn. It's what happens. So I know I get the move. I'm not upset about it. I think it'll be a move that turns out to be pretty smart. New England and Kansas City both have done it. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, that was the result. I like it. You know, you're going to get Pittsburgh that's going to do it, and there's multiple other teams that do it as well. I said, you know, if you look around the league, teams that start quarterbacks, one, you know, in the first year, doesn't have the greatest, unless you're Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, look at Baker Mayfield, much better after sitting under Matthew Stafford for a couple games. You know, he's won the division in a couple of times in Tampa Bay, or at least last year, won a playoff game. You know, Justin Fields started right away, didn't look good. I think he'll look much better after sitting under Russell Wilson. You know, you get this Bryce Young. I didn't love him any in college. You guys did. I said I would have taken C.J. Stroud. Doesn't look great. Didn't sit under a star. You know, it's just amazing. I told Atlanta what they should do is get Kirk Cousins to still draft a quarterback. I think I said that a couple months ago. I mean, Michael Penix Jr. will be much better, I think. I think he has a very high ceiling. What's J.J. McCarthy going to do? Coming in, start right away at Minnesota. Maybe they will start Sam Darnold. I don't think they will. You know, it's just amazing to me. The result of a young quarterback sitting under a veteran. Now you have Michael Penix Jr. He's going to sit under Kirk Cousins for a year or two, maybe three. You could say, well, he's already 24. The prime doesn't start till about 27. It'll be great. I'm just saying, I'm Michael Penix Jr., we like the arm. By the way, Kirk Cousins has an injury history, big injury history, just tore his ACL. You don't think Atlanta's a little concerned? Well, what if Kirk Cousins go down? I'm just saying, I see what Atlanta did here. I'm defending the move. If Kirk Cousins gets hurt, week five, you have Michael Penix Jr. Love the arm. I think he's the fourth best quarterback in this draft class. I would have taken Caleb Williams, Jalen Daniels, and Drake May over him. But because of the injury history of Michael Penix Jr. at Washington. I think he has one of the better arms in that draft. I just do. And I think he has a rocket arm, and I think he's built better than Jalen Daniels, maybe even better than Caleb Williams. I think Drake May has built well too. And by the way, Drake May starting week one in New England. I think it's another rocky year for the Patriots. Rookie coach, don't love the receivers. Week one starters, a rookie quarterback. Same thing with Washington. Kind of washy a little bit. Don't love them this year. But in about this, I think Atlanta is going to have about 10 years of greatness. I think they're going to own that division for 10 years. They have now built for the future. And if Kirk Cousins gets hurt, they have a very good backup in Michael Penix Jr. And in 3 years, Michael Penix Jr. is the future. I saw what I saw from Fields. Mitch Trubisky. Chicago does this all the time. They do. Even Brock Purdy, who people love, sat under Jimmy Garoppolo for a while. Did he not just go to the Super Bowl last year? I mean, I'm just saying it's amazing the difference. There's only, unless you're Joe Burrow, C.J. Stroud, or Trevor Lawrence, I don't know how great you are week one. Starting season one, I saw it with Fields. I saw it with Trubisky. I saw it with Trey Lance. You're seeing it with Bryce Young. There's a blueprint. Follow the blueprint. Follow the way. I mean, the result was Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. Two of the best, maybe the two best quarterbacks ever. And I think Fields will be much improved with the Steelers. Better, you can argue, yeah, it's a better foundation, better ownership, better roster. But I think he's going to get a lot better also sitting under Fields. Sitting under Russell Wilson. And that's what Michael Penix Jr. will be. And Kirk Cousins is injury prone. I get why Atlanta did the move. Let's move on to this NBA. The Suns got swept last night by the Minnesota Timberwolves. And people want Frank Vogel's job on the line. They want him fired. The Suns are looking into the coaching staff. Folks, look, I think the Suns are a great team. I never loved them. I never did. I said they're not built for the playoffs. I said the roster is not deep enough. There's about 3-4 players I love that they don't have a bench. They do not have a bench. And in the playoffs, when you have to play every other game consistently and against other really, really good teams that have benches, such as Minnesota, the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Thunder, you're going to lose because you're going to get constantly tired and tired and tired. And that's what happened with the Suns. I argued that the Lakers immaturely fired and prematurely fired Frank Vogel. Laker fans were very hard on Frank and said he's a good coach. It's not his fault that this team is what they were. And then he goes to the Phoenix Suns, and I said this team is just not built for the playoffs, and they weren't. They were not built for the playoffs. No bench. There's about 3-4 players that are really, really good, and that's it. And by the way, all those 3-4 players are very injury prone. I like Grayson Allen. I really do. I like Devin Booker. I really do, but although he's injury prone. I like Kevin Durant, but he's injury prone. I like a lot of their starting five, but all of their starting five are injury prone. And by the way, they played Minnesota, who had one of the best road. And I've always said this in the playoffs, especially the playoffs in all of sports, you have to be able, especially the NBA and MLB and hockey, NHL, you have to win on the road because, you know, unless you get the NFL is a little different because if you get the one seed, you have home field advantage until the Super Bowl. But when you play in a series, you constantly have to go on the road, no matter if you're the one seed or the eighth seed. So, being able to win on the road matters. And Minnesota was one of the best, if not the best, in the NBA of winning on the road. And it showed last night. And it showed, it just did. I like Frank Vogel a lot, and I don't think this is his fault. The team was not built well. They played the best, or if one of the best, road teams in the NBA. And they got swept. The season's going to end for the Lakers tonight. Is that Darvin Ham's fault? No. This team just isn't built to beat the Nuggets. I think the Pelican season is coming to an end very soon. That's a very good young coach. It's not his fault. This team is just not built to beat OKC. You know, the Buffalo Bills have tried in the NFL to build a team that can beat the Chiefs. They can't. Is that Sean's fault? Sean McDermott? No, it's just not built to beat the Chiefs. He's a very good coach. Mike Tomlin, great coach. I've protected him several times. People want him gone. Still, fans want him gone. I said, really? This team is just not – the last year was just not built to beat the Bills. The Bills were significantly better, especially at the quarterback position. It's not Mike Tomlin's fault. So, you know, I usually – there's, I think, one or two, maybe three times I've argued the coach needs to go. This is not one of those times. I am usually on the coach's side. Usually. I stopped Brandon Staley with the Chargers. I said that's a good team. Consistently finishing at 500, fire them. And they did. And they're going to be, in 3 years, a much better team. I don't, you know, this is a rebuild year. But I've always said, if the team is good and they're not winning, fire the coach. And I don't think the Suns were that great this year. You loved them a lot more than I did. But I don't think they were that great. They had four great players, all four injury prone. It was not that great of a team. All right. Well, coming up on the Cards of Court Show, my mid-first round, one team has been locked in. I have my top five NBA playoff takes coming up next. I do this in the NFL. Now that the Suns are eliminated, I'm going to give you my top five NBA teams left. Okay, so that's coming up next. The draft, I have three winners of the draft and three losers of the draft. I'm going to do them next. So, yeah, it's a busy show today. All right, coming up on the Cards of Court Show, that's coming up. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company. Check them out today. Creative Music Entertainment, more than just music. Creative Music Entertainment Plus, check them out today. www.creativemusicva.net, Creative Music Entertainment, check them out today. All right, coming up on the show. That's all we're coming up next. Again, check Creative Music Entertainment Plus out. We'll be right back. It's the Carson's Court Show. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Our final segment still to come. So let's do my top five biggest NBA takes mid kind of round one. Let's begin at number five. Denver Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals. Listen, LeBron James, I know this team is not great, but the Lakers are built pretty well, and LeBron is phenomenal in round ones. And Nuggets, they get behind, they come back like it's nothing. I like Denver a lot. Number five, keep your eye on the Denver Nuggets. I think they're going to the NBA Finals. Number four, the Thunder, their inexperience is really showing. Yes, they're up 3-0. I understand that. But two of those first two games, kind of close. Keep your eye on the Thunder. I think they lose in the second round. I like this team a lot, and I think in the next 5 or 6 years, they're going to win multiple championships. But again, the inexperience, most of these players have never been to the playoffs. This is their first round. It's showing. And you have a team like the Pelicans who've been in very much similar situations, playing games the last couple years, up to play in. They have a little bit more experience, Brandon Ingram, and it's showing. So the Thunder, inexperienced, and I thought it would, is showing round one. Number three, Celtics are not as dominant as people thought. They're not. They're losing to the Heat, or they're up now 2-1. They lost to the Heat without Jimmy Butler. I mean, that is concerning. This is a good team. I think Denver is a little bit better. I think this is a very good team. They should win the East. Again, number three, the Celtics are just not nearly as dominant as people originally thought. Number two, and this is a good one, the Clippers are very good when Kawhi plays, but he's inconsistent, and we know that. And Dallas is having a field day when Kawhi doesn't play, and they're having a field day, and Clippers are having a field day when he does play. You know, it's a little bit concerning that they blew a 20-point lead, almost blew it. They did. I mean, it had to come down to the wire. But again, this is what the Clippers are, and this is what they are. When Kawhi plays, they are a Western Conference, a championship contender team. I like the coach. I like the first five players. I like the bench. This is a very, very, very good team when Kawhi plays. The problem is he doesn't play that often. So number two, the Clippers are just okay when Kawhi doesn't play. If Kawhi would get hurt tonight or whenever they play next and he's out for the season, I would take the Mavericks to win the series. If Kawhi plays every single night consistently, I think it's going to be the Clippers and Nuggets at the end of this in the West. So that's the difference between the two. And you see it all the time. Number one, the Knicks. The Knicks are just they are something else. And people want to criticize that those games, and I get it. Philadelphia probably should have won game two in Madison Square, but the Knicks are significantly a good team, and they are going to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's my biggest swing in this takes. The Knicks are a great team, and they should be. I mean, they're winning these games without Julius Randle, who's arguably their second or third best player. I mean, DiVincenzo is very stepped up. I like Josh Hart. The effort's amazing. You know, I know what I get from the Knicks consistency, and I like it. And I think Indiana would be losing this series if Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo did not, if they played. So I think the Knicks beat the Indiana Pacers in the second round and go to the Eastern Conference Finals to face the Boston Celtics, who Boston will probably beat them. I think it goes to 6 or 7, but that, there you go. So yeah, Denver, Western Conference Finals. Clippers, when Kawhi plays, they are a great team. When he doesn't play, they're just an average team. You're seeing the inexperienced of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I don't think Boston's nearly as dominant as people think they are. And, I mean, they're losing to they lost a game to the Heat in Boston without Jimmy Butler, who's arguably their best player. And finally, the Knicks are heading, I think, in my opinion, to the Eastern Conference Finals. And, you know, you want to talk about this. I think Boston probably wins that series. I don't think it's a sweep. I certainly don't think it's in 5 or 6. I think Knicks will win it. I mean, I think the Celtics will win it in 7. I think I want to underestimate Madison Square Garden in the playoffs, especially in the Eastern Conference Finals. So I would not be shocked at all if the Celtics win that series against the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals, but do it in 7. I don't think it's a quick series. And Denver, you know, I think Denver wins the West. I think they go to the championship, the NBA Finals. But the difference that I think Boston's going to have, or Denver's going to have, is no matter if it's Dallas or the Clippers, I think it's over within 5 or 6. So I think the Denver Nuggets get a little bit more rest time. And I've been on this for a little while now. If it is Denver and Boston in the finals, I think Denver gets a little bit more rest time. And then Boston has to go to Denver, where the altitude's a mile high. So the altitude's going to affect a more tired Celtic team. And I think the Denver Nuggets win that series in 5 or 6. I think Denver is significantly the best team in the NBA, and I don't think it's particularly close. All right, so now let's talk about my top 5 teams in the NBA as I sit here. There's 15 teams left. The Phoenix Suns were eliminated last night. 15 teams left. These are my top 5 teams out of those 15. So let's begin. Number 5, I have the Oklahoma City Thunder. So again, they're very young. I think that's a problem, and I think it's going to be a problem in the second round against a very experienced Dallas Maverick team and a Los Angeles Clipper team. So I think that is where the road to the season will end, is either to Dallas or the Clippers. If Kawhi plays, probably the Clippers. So again, number 5, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Number 4, the New York Knicks. I like this team from the regular season. I like this team now. This is a very good Knicks team. This is the best Knicks team they've had in a long time, and they're winning games. They're going to beat Philadelphia. I think they'll beat Indiana, and I think they'll take Boston to 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. This is a very good Knicks team. Number 4, the New York Knicks. Number 3, the Boston Celtics. I don't think they're as dominant as people give them credit, as people think they are. When they lost, this should be an easy sweep without Jimmy Butler. I mean, easy sweep. And they're struggling. And, you know, I don't buy into the Celtics or this. I don't think they're a champion. I mean, I think they'll win the East, because the East outside of New York is very weak. They'll win the East and they'll lose to the very good Denver Nugget team in the West. So, again, number 3, I don't love them. I think they're very dominant to be my top 3. These top 3 teams, I think, are dominant, and they have a shot to, and a good, I think, a chance to go to the, win their respective conferences. But, you know, I worry more about Boston than I do the other two. Number 3, the Celtics. That leaves number 2, and I like this team a lot. I'm a high on them the most of you guys. And I've been on this for a while now. Number two, the Minnesota Timberwolves. There is a huge advantage of playing when there's a huge advantage that you can win on the road and at home. Now, I do think Denver will beat them in the second round. But I think, unlike the Lakers, they're not going to blow a 20-point lead in Denver or in Minnesota. I think this is a very good – maybe Denver underestimates them a little bit. Maybe Minnesota takes them to 6 or 7. I think that's possible. I think ultimately Denver wins the series. But keep your eye on Minnesota. I think they're the only team in the West that can beat Denver. I don't think the Clippers or Mavericks can. I don't think OKC can. I think this is the only team in the West that can beat the Denver Nuggets. I like Minnesota a lot. I've been high on them. I've had some doubts in the regular season. But I really think this is a very good Minnesota team that just swept the Phoenix Suns. And I think that I do think they lose to Denver. But I do think I think it's a very tough matchup for the Nuggets as well. So number two, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Number one, the Denver Nuggets. I don't even think it's close. I think Denver's the best team in the NBA, and I don't think it's really close. You know, people forget how good LeBron James is. I mean, this is about as fresh as LeBron James will be in the playoffs, and he can't beat this team. I think I said the only way that the Lakers, I mean, someone is going to have to step up. One of the role players, Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell. The Lakers played about as good as they could game two, and they still lost. I mean, Denver is so much better than the Lakers, and I think they're so much better than everyone else in the West that, again, I said the toughest series for them will be in the second round against Minnesota, and that might go to 6 or 7, ultimately Denver winning in Denver at home if it goes to 7. And then I think they play a Clipper team who has very injury-prone players like Kawhi, or a Dallas Maverick team who I like about 3 of their players. And then the bench is good, but about 3 of their players are out of the starting 5. Tim Hardaway Jr., Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, that's about it. And everyone else is pretty good. I really think Denver is going to win the West. I think the toughest series is the next one against the Timberwolves, but they're going to beat the Lakers and end their season tonight. They're going to play the Timberwolves and probably win in 7, and then they'll probably beat either Mavericks or Clippers in 5 or 6 to get to the West. That's just my guess, and win the West. So there you go. Number one, the Denver Nuggets. I'm very high. People are going to say, well, you have OKC a little low. I don't know if they get past the second round. I think they beat New Orleans because New Orleans is not that good at home. They're not. I think they beat New Orleans, and then I think they lose to either Dallas or the Clippers in the second round. Indiana, the only reason they're even winning this series is because Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard can't play. I don't buy Indiana. I think they lose in the next round. Cleveland is struggling against Orlando. I don't love the Cavaliers like I thought I would. I said this going into the NBA. I said there's about 3 teams that everyone loves in the East, or that I love in the East. And they were New York, they were Milwaukee, and they were Boston. And I said, then the second category down is like Indiana and Cleveland, who I think are good enough to make the playoffs. I don't know how far they're going to go. And I think Cleveland's a good team. And if they win this series, it's because it's against an unexperienced Orlando Magic team. Experience matters in the playoffs. And I think they lose if they win this series, it's because it's an unexperienced Orlando team, and then they'll lose to Boston within a few games, I would think. So that's why Cleveland didn't make it. I think Cleveland's about 8. I don't think they're that great. I think people overestimate Cleveland a little bit. I think Orlando's close. Lakers in Orlando and Pelicans are close, probably 15, 14, and 13. I don't love either of those 3 of those teams. I think Lakers are just not built for the playoffs at all. They need another star, another person who will consistently give them 15 to 25 a night. And Orlando and New Orleans are either young or they're inexperienced at times. And Indiana's probably 12. So there you go. My top 5 teams in the NBA playoffs. We're coming up. I have my 3 winners, 3 losers of the NBA NFL draft. It's the Carson Court Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day is here. My winners and losers of the NFL draft. So let's begin with my winners. I think I really believe Philadelphia had a very good draft. They got one of the best corner in the draft. And then they went and got another corner in the second round. I really like everything Philadelphia did. The Philadelphia Eagles are one of my winners. My second winners, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They arguably had the best draft, or one of. I think they really tapped into figuring out the offensive line, and they did that very well. I think Philadelphia Pittsburgh had a very good draft getting the offensive line right. And finally, my third team, who I thought had a very good draft, was Chicago. I liked everything they did. Caleb Williams, I think, is a great quarterback. Then they went and got a very good wide receiver. So now they have one of the best wide receiver rooms. They have a good running back. The offensive line's pretty good. I like the defense needs some improvement. I think they got to have a good enough defense in the NFC. I don't know. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. But I bet next year, keep your eye on the Chicago Bears making the playoffs. So there you go. My three winners, the Bears, Steelers, Eagles, those were the three that really stepped out to me. So now let's go over to my losers. I have the 49ers as a loser. And it's only because I would have traded either Debo or Ayuk. I would have. And I would have moved up to maybe a top. I would have moved up to maybe the, you know, the Giants would have done it, I think. And I would have got... I would have traded up to get a wide receiver. Let me put it to you that way. I think the 49ers are a good team. They're going to have a good year. They're probably going to win the NFC. I'm just saying, if I were the, again, they don't have to have a great draft. They're a team that doesn't have a ton of issues or problems, but I think this is a very good team. And I just would have, the reason they're a loser is I think I would have traded either Debo or Ayuk and got a younger wide receiver, hit the restart button. Then you could have paid either the one that you didn't trade, which my guess they would have traded Samuel and kept Ayuk. But that would just been what I would have done if I was the Niners. My second loser is the Bengals. I didn't love the fit that they did. So the Bengals, the players they got, I didn't love the fit. I would have rebuilt the offensive line. I would have done a very similar approach to Pittsburgh. With the Steelers, I would have completely rebuilt the offensive line. But Cincinnati, there was a few players I didn't love the fit. That's why the Bengals are a loser. And my third loser of the NFL draft, and, I think is, it's just the point of the Giants. I was thinking about why they did this. I would have taken a quarterback. I would have. I think, and by the way, the receiver they got was my second favorite receiver in the draft outside of Marvin Harrison Jr. I just would have, they need, I don't love Daniel Jones. I don't. I think they could, they need an upgraded quarterback, and I would have taken Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy. I would have taken Bo Nick. I would have taken a quarterback of some sort. They took a receiver, which means they're sticking with Daniel Jones, and I don't love the Giants this year. I don't. I think they finished last in that division. Look, this is a team that has some holes, obviously, especially defense. But quarterback and now running back. You could have taken a running back, too. I think the Giants are in for a rebuild year. The player they got was one of the best players on the team now, which is concerning. And I think the Giants, I wish they would have done more. I wish they would have got a quarterback of some sort. And that is why they're losers. So there you go. There's my winners and losers. I thought Pittsburgh and Philadelphia might have had the two best drafts. Arizona had a pretty good draft. I thought the Chicago Bears really did well. I would have got a receiver, too, with my ninth overall pick. I Minnesota had a good draft. J.J. McCarthy, I think, will be a good quarterback. I don't know if he'll be great, but I think he'll be a very good quarterback. Very good quarterback. And then you got one of the best pass rushers in the draft. So Minnesota, I thought, did very well. I thought Minnesota did very well. Minnesota and New England, I thought, did well. I thought Pittsburgh and Philadelphia did great. So there you go, my winners and losers. I just didn't get what the Giants did. People said the biggest head scratcher and the biggest I wonder why was, there was a couple teams, but the biggest one for me was the Giants. I don't know why they didn't get a quarterback. That was my concern. And you can say, well, Michael Penix Jr. is a little injury prone. Okay, but he's got a great arm. And if you didn't want Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy was there. So was Bo Nix. I mean, I just would have taken a little gamble and got a quarterback. That's what I would have done. But thank you. It's the Carson's Court Show today. We are live in Virginia Beach. Beautiful day outside. Have a great day, everyone. We will talk to you tomorrow. It's the Carson's Court Show. That our intro song, The Final Countdown by Yorp, I do not own the copyrights to. Thanks and have a great day, everyone. For the last time today, we're live in Virginia Beach. Talk tomorrow.